愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
今天下午跟我们一起来学习一段圣经。
Today I'd like to study a passage of the Bible.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音的十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
从第一节开始一直到十三节，这是主耶稣讲的一个比喻。
From verse 1 to 13 is a parable spoken by the Lord Jesus.
就是一个不义的管家。
And it's the parable of the unjust steward.
那我们就来看这段圣经，我们可以学到什么。
And we shall now see what we can learn from this passage.
我们先读第一节跟第二节。
From verse 1 and 2, Jesus name I read.Jesus told his disciple, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. Verse 2, so he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management because you cannot be manager any longer.
这里在提到一个财主，他有一个管家。
Here it talks about a steward, a manager who has a steward.
那有人告诉他，告他啊，向主人告他说浪费主人的财物。
Someone was accusing him of wasting his master's possession.
结果这个管家的困境就来到了。
And because of that, he was faced with a dilemma.
这个困境就是主人要叫他。把他所有的交代清楚，他不再给他做管家。
And he has to give an account of his management, and he can no longer be the steward anymore.
首先，这个主人，财主，这个主人是谁
？And who is this master in the beginning?
这个主人就是天上的神。
Master refers to the heavenly father.
那我们是管家。
And we are all steward or manager.
管家就是表示神把很多事情给我们管。
That is, God has entrusted us to manage many things.
但是这些事情真正不是我们所拥有的。
But these things that we manage is not something that we possess.
我们来看哥林多后书的一节。
Turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的前书哈，哥林多前书。
First Corinthians, sorry.
哥林多前书的第四章。
Chapter four.
第七节。
Verse seven. For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you do not receive? And if you receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
这里在告诉我们说，你有什么不是领受的
？Here it tells us what is it.That we have that we did not receive.
就是说每一件事情我们有的都是从神领受的。
That everything that we have is being we receive from God.
生命是神给的。
God grant us life.
才能是神给的。
A talent or skill comes from God.
钱财也是神给的。
Wealth and possession comes from God.
能力也是神给的。
Capability.Comes from God.
机会也是神给的。
Opportunity comes from God.
一切都是神给的。
Everything comes from God.
所以才说，你有什么不是领受的呢？
And here it says, what is it that you have that you did not receive?
所以这样看起来，每一个人我们都是管家。
So from this, we can see that everyone is a steward.
就是神把很多的恩赐，很多的才能赐给我们。
God has given us a lot of gifts and talents.
那要做什么？
And what do we make of it?
就是主人交代我们，当然就是要照主人的方式去管。
And that is, we manage according to what the master has told us to do.
那个主人就是神。
And the master is God.
因为我们常常有一个观念啊，钱是我的，因为我赚的，我存在银行是我的所有的。
We have this concept that because we earn our money and our wealth and it was stored in the bank, so it belongs to me.
所以我要怎么用就怎么用。
And I like to use and I want to spend it the way I like.
这个就忘记了，我们是管家。
And we have forgotten that we're just the steward or manager of the house.
其实那个钱哦。虽然挂在我们的名下，那个是神给的，是神赐的。
Even the wealth, it's under our name, but it comes and it's being granted by the Lord.
哦，那是神的。
It belongs to God.
哦，好像我们自己的孩子。
Just like our children.
哦，看起来好像是我们生的，我们养的。
It looks like we give birth to them and we raise them up.
甚至挂我们自己的姓。
And they carry our last name.
哦，所以有的父母对孩子都有一个期望。
So a lot of parents have expectations of their children.
我希望你长大做这个做那个做那个。
I want you to grow up to become this, to become that.
哦，这个就是因为我们觉得我的孩子是我的。
It is because we feel that our parent, our children belongs to us.
但是圣经说孩子是神赐的产业。
And the Bible tells us our children is an inheritance that is from the Lord.
是神赐的。
God has granted us the children.
是神的，他给我们管的。
It belongs to God, and He has given and trusted us to take care of our children.
神有他，神对我们的孩子有他的旨意。
God has His will for His children.
所以父母不应该用自己的理想加注于小孩子身上。
So parents should not use their own ideal or their own expectation and impose on their children.
应该是帮助他了解那个主人要他要做什么。
But to help him to identify what the master wants him to do.
因为我们只是管家。
We're only caretaker or steward.
那有时候我们觉得时间，哦，就是我们的生命。
We feel like time is our life.
哦，如果哦做生日是要感谢神的恩典，这是好的。
If we celebrate birthday, which is to give thanks to God's grace, this is a good thing.
但是如果做生意是要夸这个人啊，你很会保养身体，怎么都赞美这个人，这个不好。
If we have engaged in business and we wanted to boast,
做生日 ，birthday，
是 birthday，
啊、oh, ，yeah， OK， yeah，
听到生意
，yeah， 那如果做生意是要夸赞这个人
，if to have a birthday celebration is to praise or that person，
那就忘记了他的生命是神给的。
We forgot that the life is given to him by God.
我们赞美这个人，到最后好像说他的生命是他自己在控制的。
Because to the end, when we praise that person, it feels like we're telling the person that he has his own control of his life.
所以活八十年，这八十年是神给的。
To live up to the age of 80 years is a time and life that God has given.
那这个第一节特别说他浪费主人的财物。
It, verse 1, it says this person is wasting the master's possession.
那就有一个后果，这个主人就交代说你不可以再做我的管家。
There's a consequences, which is he will no longer be the caretaker or the steward.
所以我们人生很多的困境、啊、常常是因为我们对神赐给我们的，我们的做法跟神要我们做的不一样。
There are many difficulties in our life, which is the way we manage is different from how God wants us to manage.
哦，所以有的人经营到事业破产。
People will manage their business until they go to bankrupt.
我们在想啊，如果他的整个做生意的方法都跟圣经的原则一样。
If his principle of managing his business is the same as that of in the Bible,
可能会结果会不一样。
His results will be different.
啊，包括我们的生命。
And this includes our life.
如果我们用时间的方法跟神要求我们的一样。
If we use the method of time, which is the same as what God requests of us.
那我们活的这个生命应该是很充实，很有意义。
Then the life we live will be meaningful and full of value.
但是有时候我们人用管理的方法不一样。
But sometimes the way we manage our life is different.
比方说西西家王。
Look at King Hezekiah.
神多给他十五年的岁数。
God has extended his life for another 15 years.
这个是神给的。
This is given to him by God.
这个15年应该是用来荣耀神。
And within that 15 years that God has granted him, he should use it to glorify and praise God.
这个才是管家。
This is being a steward.
但是他看到这个巴比伦差使者来。
But when he saw that Babylon has sent a messenger,
他就把他家里所有的财宝、所有的武器全部摆给他看。
He started to bring all his wealth, possessions, and his vessels and show it to this person.
为什么要给他看？
Why does he flaunt it to this messenger?
要炫耀自己的财富跟他的武力。
He wants to show off his own possession and his own skill.
那这个跟神赐给他财富跟武力的原来的目的不一样。
But this is different from what God's intention in the beginning of giving him that life.
所以那个使者走了。
So when the messenger has gone,
神就差以利亚先那个以赛亚先知去看他。
God sent Elijah to go visit him.
问他一个问题。
And asked him a question.
他们在你家看见什么？
What did he see in your house?
结果西西家他摆出来的不是一个敬畏神的家庭，不是一个虔诚的这种家庭给人看。
In the end, King Hezekiah did not manifest how a God-fearing family to other people.
所以他在管理到后面15年呢，这个管理方法跟神给他的不一样。
So the way he managed his 15 years is different from how God intended for him to manage.
那神就说你这些都会失去。
God told him that everything that you have, you will lose it.
这个就是结果。
And this is his ending.
所以有很多时候我们的生命，为什么有时候我们看到人活到下半生啊，充满神的恩典，非常的幸福。
So when we look at other people's life, when they're towards the latter part of their life, they're very blessed.
因为他前面一半他在管理他的生命，照着主人的方式。
Because the former part of his life, he was managing his life according to the master's will.
但是有时候我们看到，为什么这个人的后半生会活着这么辛苦？
But then we also look at how other people live the latter part of their life will be full of suffering and difficulties.
有时候我们有发现，因为他的前半生，他的管理生命的方式跟主人要他做的不一样。
Because we notice the former part of his life is different from how the master intend for him to do.
所以我们每一个人用什么方式来管理我们的生活，到后面一定会有一个结果出来。
So the way we manage the beginning part of our life, when it comes to the latter part, will have a result.
所以我们就看到这个主人要这个仆人交出不给他管了。
So we see how the master refused to have the steward continue to manage.
因为他不合主人的心意。
Because he did not do according to the will and the desire of his master.
所以他的困境就来到。
And that's why he was in a very predicament or difficult situation.
神要亚当管理伊甸园。
God assigned Adam to take care of the Garden of Eden.
什么你都可以吃。
Everything that you can eat.
但是只有一个分别善恶果你不可以吃。
But only the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that you cannot eat.
但是他就是要去吃。
But Adam insists to eat it.
那吃下去以后。
And after he ate it.
他就不能再管理伊甸园。
He can no longer take care of the Garden of Eden.
就不能活在神的祝福里面。
He no longer lived in the blessing of the Lord.
就被赶出去，被咒诅了。
He was being chased out and he was being cursed.
不是神不要他。
It is not because God did not want him.
是他不能够符合神对他的心意的要求。
Because he did not live up to the expectation and the will of God wants him to do.
如果亚当就照神的心意这样去管，他就继续住在伊甸园，天天的生活都是喜乐平安。
If Adam were only to carry out God's will and the way that God wants him to manage, he will live happily in the Garden of Eden until today.
但是这个管家有一个优点。
But this steward has a positive attribute.
我们看第三节。
Look at verse
3. 跟第四节。
Verse 4. Verse 3. The manager says to himself, What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I am not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. Verse 4. I know what I'll do so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.
这个管家他很聪明的一点值得学习就是 他懂得为着将来来打算。
The steward is very smart in one area that he knows how to he knows how to prepare for his future.
那所以他说我将来要做什么呢？
He said, "What am I going to do in the future?"
那我如果要再去工作，没有力量。
If I start to work again, I do not have enough strength.
叫我去讨饭，我害羞。
I'm too ashamed to beg.
哦，那我怎么办呢？
So what do I do?
哦，所以他会想这个问题。
He starts to ponder on this problem.
所以他会为着自己以后的事情来做安排。
He starts to make arrangement for his future.
啊，这个就是他的聪明。
And this is his intelligence.
哦，我们在想啊，我们一个最聪明的人是什么人？
We often think, what kind of a person has intelligence?
哦，当然就是。会懂得为将来预备的。
The people, they are the people who prepare for their future.
哦，所以，有的人，他虽然有一段时间经济很好，但是他用很多钱。
Some people economically or financially are successful, and they spend a lot of money.
哦，那等到有一天没有工作。
And then. One day when they were about to lose their job,
他变成无家可归了。
He will become homeless.
哦，因为他钱都用完了。
Because he spent all his money away.
啊，那这个就是没有聪明。
And that explains how whether the person is smart or intelligent.
好，那这主人的这个仆人这样做是他怎么做呢
？And what did this steward do?
哦，从第五节开始。
From verse
5. 所以他就叫那个欠债的一个一个来。
So he called all his master's debtors.
然后对那个欠债的一百篓就写下五十篓。第六节。
So verse 6, and he asked them how much they owe, and he wrote down 800 gallons.
然后一百担的麦子写八十。
Verse 7, and he wrote down 100 bushels.
Yeah. 那这个就是他的聪明。
And this is his him being wise.
那今天我们要为着我们的将来打算。
And today we have to prepare for our future.
这个为着我们将来打算呢，有这个将来有两种。
And to prepare for our future, there are two types.
当然一个就是。以后的日子。
And first is the rest of our days.
那另外一个就死以后。
And the other type is the after we die.
大卫说他从年纪轻一直看到年纪大，他发现一个结论。
And David says that from his youth until his olden days, he came to a conclusion.
就是义人的子孙不会向人讨饭。
That the descendants of the wise will not go begging for food.
这个就是为将来准备一个方法。
This is how they prepare for their future.
亚伯兰死了很久，圣经还说神纪念亚伯兰。
After Abraham died, the Bible still records that God remembered Abraham.
所以亚伯兰这个人是聪明人。
And therefore, Abraham is very is a wise person.
因为他知道怎么做去讨神喜欢。
He knows what he has to do in order to please God.
所以他到年纪老迈的时候，神的恩典继续临到他。
When he was advanced in age, God's grace and blessing still come upon him.
这个是我们为预备将来一个最好的方法。
This is one of the methods we have to prepare for our future.
得到神的喜欢。
To be pleasing in the eyes of God.
有一天孩子可能会离开。
One of these days we might still depart.
孩子
Our children will leave us.
有一天我们的健康可能会离开。
And one day, our health will leave us.
但是神不会离开。
But God will not leave us.
如果有神同在，就有路可以走。
If God is with us, there's always a path that we can walk.
所以怎么预备？你退休以后，年纪大以后。
No matter how much you prepare for the future and as you retire.
其中一个很好的预备就是要。过一个神喜欢，做一个神喜欢的人。
To have a good, one thing to have a good preparation is to be a person that God is pleased.
那你的 前途一定没有绝路，一定有一条路可以走。
Then your future will not have a dead end, and you will have a path to walk.
那第二个方法就是预备我们的来世。
And the second preparation is to prepare the life after death.
这个是最聪明的。
This is the most wise thing to do.
那就要用神给我们的恩赐来结交朋友。
To use the gift that God has given to us to have more friends.
其实那个朋友也可以指的神本身啊。
And to the friend refers to God himself.
就是用神给我们的恩赐来用在神的身上。
To use that the gift that God has given to us and to use it on God.
这样我们就会有更大的富足，来世的富足。
Then we will have more abundance, grace and blessings in the future.
我们来看所罗门讲的一段话。
Look at the passage spoken by King Solomon.
我们看列王记列代志下二十九章。
Second Chronicles.
对，列代志上啊。
First Chronicles.
二十九章。
Chapter 29.
十四节。
Verse 14.
跟十五节。
Verse 15.But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generally as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. Verse 15, we are aliens and strangers in your sight, as were all our forefathers. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. 16. Verse 16, O Lord our God, as for all these abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name, it comes from your hand, and from all of it belongs to you.Verse 17, I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things have I given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your father who are here has given to you.
这个地方在讲大卫在称颂神。
Here tells us how David is praising God.
因为他为着建殿他预备材料。
For building the temple, he prepared all the material.
十五节说，我们在你面前是客旅，是寄居的。
Verse 15, it says that in your sight, we are only sojourners or strangers.
我们不是永久住在这个地上。
We're not a permanent residents that live in this in earth.
那下面一句说，我们在世界上如影儿，不能长存。
And we're just like shadows, and we're not just temporary.
这个是马上会过去的。
And these things will pass away.
那怎么样来过我们的生活？
And how can we live the rest of our life?
十四节。
Verse 14.
我们把从你得来的献给你。
We're giving to you what you have given to us.
这个就是结交朋友。
This is to have friends.
把从神得来的再献给神。
To give back to God of what God has given to us.
这就是神喜欢的。
And this is something that's pleasing to God.
这就是我们要预备未来的一个方法。
This is one of the methods that we have to prepare for our future.
所以我们今天的这个殿就是指着教会。
Today, temple refers to the church.
教会要发展，需要每个人有奉献的心。
If the church has to progress, we need everyone to have a willing heart to contribute.
那这个奉献不一定是钱。
To sacrifice does not necessarily means our wealth.
你的才能。
Could be your capability.
你的时间。
Your time.
你的体力。
Your energy.
这个都从神来，要献给神。
These are all from God, and we're giving back to God.
那如果我们有一个观念了，这是从神来的，要献给神就不难了。
If we have this concept that all these comes from God, and it is not hard to understand.
不难做了。
It is not hard to do.
但如果我们一直想说这是我的，你要做就很难。
But if we keep thinking these belongs to me, it's very difficult to carry out.
有一次在一个地方一个弟兄开餐馆。
There's a place where a brother opened a restaurant.
他都礼拜五下晚上就开始关门。
He closed his shop on Friday night.
一直到礼拜六聚完会然后才开门。
And then he closed his shop until Saturday afternoon after service. and he would open his shop.
我就很好奇问他说，哎，你这样哦，减少很多的收入。
And I was curious. I asked him, because you closed your shop for many hours, you're going to reduce your income.
因为这个餐馆生意最好是礼拜五晚上还礼拜六。
Because the peak hours for restaurant, for more business is during Friday night and Saturday.
哦，那他说你这样不会觉得很为难吗？
Don't you feel that you're torn from making more money?
他说不会的。
He said no.
因为七天都是神的。
Because 7 days belong to God.
那我跟神借六天。
I borrow 6 days from God.
啊，做我这事情。
And to do my own thing.
那第七天这本来就是神的。
And on the seventh day, it naturally belongs to God.
哎，我发现他这个观念哦，这个想法也不太一样。以后要守安息日变得很简单。
And when we see his concept and mentality has changed, it is not hard to keep the Sabbath.
因为每一天都是神的。
Because every day belongs to God.
我向神借六天。
I only borrow 6 days from God.
第七天是神的，本来就是神的。
But it's in fact 7th day belongs to God.
那如果我们把它倒过来想
，If we think otherwise，
每一天都是我的。
Every day belongs to me.
哇，第七天要献给神。
And the 7th day, if we give it to God，
那就很难了。
We feel it's very difficult for us to do.
每一天都是我的啊。
Because we feel that every day belongs to me.
我太忙了。
I'm so busy.
我赚的钱不够。
I've earned so much money and still not enough.
所以我连第七天也需要工作。
And I still need to work on the 7th day.
这样就很难。
Then we know how difficult it's going to be.
哦，因此这个不义的管家，他把主人的东西拿来啊、哦，去结交朋友。
So the steward has used what the master has given him to have more friends.
啊、哦，今天就是用神给我们的东西。哦，来结交朋友，那个朋友讲到最后也是神本身。
So today we use what God has given us to make a friend, and this friend is God Himself.
啊、哦，那这样就是为着我们的未来在打算。
So by doing that, we have a way to prepare for our future.
哦，因为神喜欢我们，我们还缺乏什么
？Because when we take delight in the Lord, what do we lack?、哦、
这是一个最大的关键。如果神喜欢我们，你还缺乏什么？
Because this is the most critical point where if we take delight in God, what do we still lack?
所以有一个工人他意外哎赚了一些钱。
There is a worker out of surprises. He earned some money.
所以他太太也不需要上班了。
His wife does not need to work.
他就说如果神要祝福人哦，谁都挡不住的。
And when God bless a person, no one can stop the opportunity.
这是他的体验。
This is his experience.
虽然他投入他的全身来服侍神。
Even though he devote his whole life and himself to serve God.
但是当神喜悦你，神要供给你，当你太太不需要上班，这个也没有困难。
When God takes a delight in you, even though his wife is not working, It will still make it happen.
哦，所以这个不义的管家聪明，就是他用主人的钱来结交朋友。
Smartness of the steward is that he used what the master has given him to have more friends.
那我们只是看另外一个，就是那个少年的财主。
We look at the other young wealthy man.
他也想进天国。
And this young man wanted to go into heaven.
那主耶稣就只是一个方法，你将来在天国能够很富足。
And Lord Jesus told him, in the future, in heaven, you will also be very wealthy.
就是你变卖所有，分给穷人，然后你就有财宝在天上。
That is, if you sell all that you have and give to the poor, you have talents and treasure in heaven.
他就很忧愁。
And he started to become very worried.
为什么他很忧愁？
And become sorrowful, and why is that?
因为他没有管家的观念。
Because he does not have the mindset of the steward.
他以为这个钱是我的。
He keep thinking that all these wealth belongs to him.
我卖所有分给穷人，这怎么我怎么做得到？这是我的。
To sell everything and give to the poor, how is that possible? And because they all these things belong to me.
所以不但他没有天上的富足，连天国都进不去。
Not only did he not have earthly treasure, he can also not be able to enter into heaven.
所以这个管家的观念确实是很重要。
So the mindset of the steward is very important.
啊，因此我们看那个十五节十三节。
Look at verse 13. No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
什么叫做服侍马门？
What is to serve the mammon?
服侍就是被他控制了。
To serve is to be under control.
哦，那被主人控制这可以了解，因为我是管家。
It's common to be under the master, to serve the master and to be under the control because he is the master.
但是为什么有的人又变成被马门所控制，马门变成他的主呢？
And why is it people are under the control of the mammon and they become their master?
因为他忘记了这个马门是神赐的。
They forgot that the mammon is being given by God.
哦，我们只是管家。
We're only the steward.
哦，忘记了最重要一点。
We forgot this important point.
哦，所以他就被他控制了。
And therefore, we're being controlled by mammon.
好，那我们现在再来看十六章，路加福音十六章。
Chapter 16. Luke chapter 16.
第九节。
Verse 9. I tell you.Use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcome into eternal dwellings.
这里说，到钱财没有用的时候，他们可以接你到永存的帐幕那里，就是天国。
When the wealth is gone, you will be welcome into eternal dwellings, and that is the heaven.
所以这个告诉我们，这个钱财有一天会没有用。
We can see that it tells us that wealth one day will have no value.
其实这个钱财只是一个代表，这个钱财可能是才能，也可能是我们的知识，也可能是我们的神给我们的恩赐。
This wealth is just a representation of our skill, our talent, or our knowledge.
有一天这个会没有用。
Because one of this day, it will become useless.
所以有的时候要赶快用。
So when we have these talents, we have to use it quickly.
到过去了就没有了，没有了就没有办法用。
Once it passes, it's useless.
所以我们看哥尼流。
Look at Cornelius.
哥尼流，圣经里面讲他常常周济别人。
And we see in the Bible that he often helped the poor.
他不只是祷告。
Not only did he pray.
他常常用他的钱帮助别人。
But he also used his wealth to help other people.
结果神就差天使告诉他。
And God sent an angel to tell him.
不只是你的祷告达到神面前，连你那个周济穷人也达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
Not only did your prayer have God answered or listened, but also that the actions of you helping the poor have reached God.
所以那一部分蒙神纪念就是有天上的价值。
So God remembered, and that the things that he has done.Has a value in the heavenly kingdom.
所以有时候我们在看那个社会上很多的这些企业家。
Sometimes when we look at the entrepreneurs in this world,
他们都有一个心愿，我死了以后，有的是留小部分给子孙，其他全部都捐出来当慈善事业。
They all have this wish. Their dying wish is to donate not only to their own children, but a part of their wealth to the charity and people in need.
但是如果我们有信仰的人能够再把这个灌入我们的信仰里面。
But if we who have our faith can inject this philosophy into our mind.
神给我的。
That what God has given me.
我到最后要照着神的意思把它用出来。
That in the end, according to God's will, I will use it.
那这样我们在天国就很富足了。
And because of that, we will have abundance in the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们头脑里面常常就是这是我的。
But in our mindset, very often we always think these belongs to me.
所以当我有的时候，最重要就传给我的子孙。
When I have all these things, the most important thing is to pass on to my next generation.
那因此，我们虽然从神得到很多，但是我们行善很少。
So all the things that we receive from God, but as a result, we don't do a lot of good work or charity.
因为我们缺乏这个管家的观念。
Because we lack of this mindset of a steward.
所以这个管家的聪明这就是在这里。
So the smarts of the steward lies in here.
我们再回来十六章。
back, let's look back on Luke chapter 16.
第十节,
verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
所以我们在小事上，神托付一些小的事情上， 我们能够做管家，这样好好来得神喜欢，神就把更多的恩赐才能就托付给我们。
So if we can be entrusted with very little, God will give us more to entrust.
那每个人都把神给他的，把它用出来，我们的教会圣工就发展。
And if everyone can use what God has given to them, the church will flourish.
那我们也结交了最好的朋友，就是主耶稣。
And we have gained a friend who is the Lord Jesus.
那我们就不需要为着以后的日子来忧虑，因为主耶稣就是你的朋友啊。
Then we don't have to worry for the rest of our life because the Lord Jesus is our friend.
那是最好对将来一个保障，主耶稣是我的朋友。
And we have a guarantee in the future that the Lord Jesus is our friend.
唱诗。
Sing him.
400